Saturday live on Dublin's Easy Place to Relax.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.
Dr. Ava, I'm delighted to have you in the studio. I was reading that Ireland has one of the highest rates of obesity in Europe.
Absolutely. And first of all, thank you for having me here. Yes, absolutely. And of course, the numbers are going up all the time. And we don't even know how much the COVID has affected, because we used to talk about the famous one stone. Yeah. But now I some people say it's 2 stone. And of course, we have really gone through a tough period in the last 2 years, myself included. Food is something we comfort eat. We go to very easily. And it's estimated that just even in, let's say, not in COVID conditions, people would put 4 to 6 pounds on weight every year if they don't actively do something to actually maintain their weight. So actually weight maintenance is already a lot of hard work, let alone then trying to lose weight if you're overweight and obese. And this is not about how somebody looks or criticizing, but it is what I'm interested is actually how it affects your health. And this is what I have seen in my clinics over the last 20 years. And I've done many TV programs, interviewed people. And, you know, it's a strong statement to say that it's very difficult, that people who are overweight are not happy. But usually people who are overweight and obese, they do say that it's always in the back of their mind that I would like to lose the weight. They have either tried it or, you know, failed or, you know, lost it and then put the weight back on again. But everybody usually says that they do feel better when their weight is near to normal. And just that's feeling good, be feeling in control of your life. But then obviously the other side is actually the medical consequences. Type 2 diabetes is something that I'm extremely passionate about it. I just recently started a new YouTube channel concentrating on the, you know, testimonials, what actually happens when you are reversing your type 2 diabetes, those people who maybe have had diabetes for too many years and were not able to reverse it, but were able to get control of the disease without the medication.
And so, is that down to losing weight?
Absolutely. Yeah. And this is on my Dr. Eva Orsman YouTube channel, that you can actually have a look at the testimonial. They're very powerful. They're very inspirational. And this is the message what I want. Obviously, I wouldn't like people to get to that stage. You know, we can say for guaranteed that you can reverse pre-diabetes and you can also reverse newly diagnosed type 2 diabetes, which is basically less than 5 years of diagnosis. But obviously, the longer the diabetes has been going, it's not any more guaranteed. So what I'm saying is that lifestyle, diet, but most importantly, it's the visceral fat, that where I always say to people, it's your waistline measurement. That's where the type 2 diabetes lives.
And if you are overweight then, Dr. Ava, I mean, what are the chances of you developing diabetes? I mean, what sort of percentages are we looking at?
I'm basically depend on the level of your weight. And this is obviously what we're talking about, a personal fat threshold, which is basically a threshold that we don't know why some people will get diabetes, type 2 diabetes at lower weight level, and somebody can actually put on a lot of weight before. We don't know that. That comes from many factors, and we don't even, science knows that. But it's even if we just forget about the type 2 diabetes, we talk about high blood pressure, high cholesterol, joint osteoarticular aches and pains, fatty liver, you know, the number of conditions that are linked to the excess weight is huge. And I have actually said that when I was working in a hospital, you know, I would say that 70% of the people in hospitals are actually there because of their lifestyle. It's quite scary that 10% of our health budget in Ireland is going to the treatment of type 2 diabetes, which is mainly lifestyle disease due to excess weight. So what I'm just trying to say with my message here is that it's not that everybody has to reach their normal, absolute healthy weight, but actually losing 2-3 stone, we usually say if you even just lost 10% of your excess weight, that already would bring you health benefits. Of course, the more you lose and nearer to the normal optimal weight you get, the more years, more life you get into those years you have, because your quality of life. Of course, it's not that your life is going to be perfect when you lose the weight.
Of course.
But it does make life easier. Movement is easier. You sleep better. I mean, it is the number of benefits is huge. And it's actually, I shouldn't be speaking here. I should actually have some of my patients speaking here, because it's always much more important when we hear it from people who have done it.
I think, you know, and a lot of people listening who perhaps do have issues with their weight or who are struggling will totally get, will get all that. But bringing it back down to sort of brass tacks, for a lot of people, it's really difficult to lose the weight. And not only that, but can I just say, as a woman of a certain age, I mean, and I wouldn't be overweight, but I have noticed as I get older, it's much easier to put it on and it's much more difficult to get it off.
Absolutely. And it's obviously a number of factors, you know. We are actually moving less when we get older. We do things differently. But as I said to you earlier, you know, people are actually putting on weight if they don't actively just even work on maintaining their weight. And we are living in an obesogenic society, meaning there is food around us wherever we go. So we are sort of tempted all the time. And this is why I suppose I'm still here. I mean, I started my Oarsman clinics over 20 years ago. And before COVID, unfortunately, we have to close two of the clinics. But I still have a clinic in Dublin and I have one in Galway. And we also do started with COVID online consultations. We have different type of diet plan, but the two main diet plans are very low calorie diet, very low calorie ketogenic diet, where basically all my diet are always based on vegetables. But this diet is a lower in calories. We also use some food supplements, some high protein breads, and basically trying to make the diet look very similar to what people are eating on a normal daily basis, so that they still have some sort of nice snacks, and but they still, the carbohydrate and calorie content is reduced. So we typically aim for 10% weight reduction in 40 days, which is sort of 6 weeks. Okay. Then we have an ordinary food, totally low glycemic index, sort of a more like a slow food diet plan, which is more based on the idea that the food is sort of increases your sugar readings in your blood, you know, more slow. You know, it's a slow release. You will keep full longer. Now, this diet would be more sort of suitable for people who want to incorporate more exercise into their daily plan. Weight loss takes a little bit longer. And so what I'm trying to say, we obviously accommodate the diet to individual. And the idea that why would you go and actually do it with the nutritionist, where would you come and see me if that's that you prefer doing a medical plan, is that you have a supportive hand. You're basically doing it as a team. You're giving inspiring recipes. You are learning to cook. You're learning to count the calories. You're learning to look at those reasons and your sort of triggers, why you are reacting the way you are reacting and reaching for the chocolate bar in a moment.
Really, that is such an interesting point, actually, because I think a lot of people will totally identify with that. And I know I've done it myself. You're going through a stressful day. You know the chocolate biscuit is not going to make any difference whatsoever, right? It's not going to take that stress away. But for the moment that you're eating it, it makes you feel better. And of course, that's probably because
but
of
it's
the sugar.
Also, it's also often the fact that, you know, if you are not prepared and organized, and this is obviously one of those things that we teach our clients, our patients, I call my people who come and see me, my patients. So teach them to be prepared. You know, I always say to you know, people, you need to start treating yourself like if you had a baby, you know, with you, that you have your bottles and your things, you have your food.
Be
with
good to
you.
Yourself. Yeah.
Yes, because you know, it is quite challenging at times to find anything healthy and filling, high fiber, low calorie foods around. Yes, there are more options now. And like that, we're also teaching people to do those better options, you know, to basically choose better. And it's that accountability, that you are actually accountable to go for your weekly appointments, see those scales going down, we're setting the goal for you. And we are very knowledgeable. My staff is all very well trained, plus I have trained them to my own method. And we have obviously been doing this now for over 20 years. And I am nowhere as scary as I sometimes look like.
She isn't, actually. To be honest, when I knew you were coming in, I was like, oh my gosh, she's going to be looking at me now.
I don't think I'll ever lose the moment like those people who saw me years ago in Operation Transformation.
But sometimes, in fairness, Dr. Ava, sometimes we actually need somebody to say, you know what, cut out the nonsense here now. You've just got to do it.
But this is the thing, because I am, and everybody who knows me knows that I say the good things, but I say also the things when people need to hear the truth. And I just say, I'm only the mirror. Like if somebody comes and says, I want them to get to their goal, I make my utmost and so does my team. I just think that it's not just now. I think, you know, there is never a good time to start a diet and weight loss diet, but it's always the best for your health.
You were mentioning there, Dr. Ava, about the support that you and your team give. And it's absolutely, I think, probably essential that, that if you are trying to lose weight, that you do have a good support mechanism around you. And I think a lot of the time, well, from my experience with friends who have tried to lose weight, is one of the things that they put forward that really is holding them up is the fact that they have kids. And, you know, and kids, they want the sweets, they want the rest. So it's very difficult to kind of work around that,
but
to keep your own routine while you're doing that.
I know, but what you're saying there is just so important. It's actually the role model. You know, children don't do what you're telling them to do. They do what you are doing. They learn from the example. And I know we are coming from a different cultures. I'm coming from Finland and I'm living in Ireland and people are quite sensitive around weight. But that's something I got
in
my...
Are they not sensitive in Finland to it?
No, because we start weighing children, like obviously in Ireland, since the moment they are born. But this weighing carries on through the school years. Like we are weighed and eye checked and height and everything is measured at school in a doctor-nurse appointment individually, privately. And it's basically recorded. And this is not done to check for overweight or obese children. This is to check also for somebody's underweight and to, just to look for the developmental milestones. So it's very important that we try to establish the healthy weight from young age, because we need to remember that 25% of Irish children are now already overweight. And we know from research that over 70% of overweight teenagers will stay obese adults. So they actually, it's almost like you are creating, looks like this sort of a lifestyle, which is very difficult. Of course, it can be changed. But what I'm saying is that prevention is always easier than actually curing it. So I think it's parents do have a very strong responsibility and they would need to be understanding that talking about weight and healthy eating habits and healthy lifestyle, it is vitally important for the prevention. I do hear at times people are worried about anorexia and other eating disorders, but really it's a minority of children who would have that, and it's a very unlikely that an obese child would suddenly become anorexic. It's the self-confidence. I hear awful stories how children are bullied and names and how they feel about themselves. So we do parent-child programs, we do family programs, and then the earlier you catch the excess weight, the better. Unfortunately, the reality is that usually when parents think that their child is a bit of overweight, the child is typically usually already obese. So we sort of become a bit accustomed to tolerate overweight and obesity. We sort of forgotten how a normal child looked like, because obviously we all much heavier than we were 30, 40, yes. 50 years yes. ago. The reality, what I'm saying, I mean, obviously the excess weight is not only affecting anymore, you know, us humans, it's dogs as well and cats and animals. So what I'm saying is that this is about health. This is not about fat shaming or giving names or, you know, it is about health. And this is the message I always try to bring back home, that I see so many people on unnecessary drugs, medication, high blood pressure, cholesterol, you know, a heartburn, you know, the list is endless, not to mention type 2 diabetic medications, which are very also, you puts you in a vicious circle. Most of them has a side effect as weight gain. So where we know that excess weight is where type 2 diabetes yeah. comes from. And then the drugs, many of them actually create weight gain. So really, the message is that losing weight is not easy, of course,
and
I'm not. But it can be done. It's not impossible. And actually, it's easier than what you thought when you are given specific right advice by professionals. And why I say right, because I have been over the years, and still I am, very critical about the message and the education we are given, if you even want to call it education, in hospitals and in a public health services. I think it's very old-fashioned. We're still talking about the food pyramid. We are still talking people to give quite a lot of carbohydrates, giving very unspecific advice. Where in my clinics, myself and my team, we tell people exactly what to eat, what portion, and we educate people so that they know it's not like, you know, more or less. I think people need results. Also, I think people need psychologically results quite fast. I think
yes.
it's good for,
yes.
for many people.
Yes.
Sometimes people say, but what about if you lose the weight too fast? You know, will you put the weight back on again?
Which is a big thing for a lot of people, isn't
absolutely.
It?
Yeah. But the whole thing is that, of course, if you lost the weight just doing some sort of a cabbage soup diet or some sort of a Jewish fast where you don't learn what to do then when you go to ordinary food. Of course, it's more difficult to keep the weight off because you haven't really understood, you know, why you put the weight on the first place. So it is about education. And I'm not saying it's all about education because, as we spoke before, sometimes we know we shouldn't be doing something and we do it because there's a psychological reason, there's a trigger that,
yes,
you know,
yes.
And I'm a chocoholic, you know, I love chocolate, I love sweet things. Drinking alcohol can be a big problem, they can be many calories.
There's so many calories.
Yeah,
in
yeah. And it's not just the calories, it's the fact that...
you tend to eat more, don't you?
Yeah, exactly. You do. And I would say that the last 2 years has been really, really tough, and you know, we all have comforted in different ways, you know, and also, you know, Irish people, if I may say so, already were very fond of the drink before, and obviously now I think all those problems have increased even more. But my message really is, you know, trust in yourself, you can do it, just do it. And if you can't, if you think that, you know, you would benefit from extra help, there are professionals out there like myself, like my team in Dublin and Galway. And as I said, we also have clinics online.
Okay. And if you've done it or tried to do it many times before and you've fallen off the wagon, it is never too late to get back on there and do it again.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. So if anyone wants to find out more information, Dr. Ava, it's all on your website.
It's on my website, orsmondclinics.com, O-R-S-M-O-N-D clinics. But if you put Dr. Ava clinics, I think it comes out. And phone numbers, people battle to remember but you find it
on
the website.
Yes. And you have your YouTube.
My YouTube. There is a great videos I would love people to watch. And they're very inspirational. They're different stories of people who have reversed their diabetes or are now in control without, you know, drugs. So it's Dr. Ava Orsmond YouTube channel. And if you type their Diabetes Education Day, it should come higher up. It's just a new channel, so sometimes these things are more difficult to find.
Dr. Ava, thank you so much for joining us. An absolute pleasure to have you on the show with us.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you.